Today I'm joined by the talented Ellen Self, who is here to discuss her exciting new music. Good afternoon, Ellen. Thank you so much for joining us today.
Hello, Irene. Thank you so much for having me. It's a delight to be here.
Well, let's get straight into the new single. So your debut single, Tomb of the Prince, released on November 11th, is described as a dreamy, meditative journey through lost love and the mythology of a fallen prince. Could you explain more about some of the key inspirations behind this song?
My friend Ruby lent me this book by Kurt Vonnegut called Slapstick and Lonesome No More. And there's a character that is kind of coined as where he lives is the tomb of the prince of the candlestick, because it's this kind of, I don't know, set in the future after all this hullabaloo's gone down. And so yeah, he lives with all these candlesticks. I thought that was just such an interesting kind of visual and name. And then the chorus, that's where a lot of the kind of candle and wax imagery comes from. But the chorus was kind of written about that same friend. She was in a pretty average relationship, and to say the least, and kind of I didn't feel as though I could reach out at the time. So I wrote a song saying, you got to go out and live, you know. I was crying it out into the night. So yeah, just kind of from that friend, I really drew a lot from that.
And I really like in your Instagram post, sorry, I did a little bit of an Insta storm. You said each of these tunes were written about terrible love, but the love that surrounded the making and creation of them is boundless. Not only is that beautiful in itself, but would you care to comment a bit more about that?
Yeah, well, I wrote Who Says as well, just about my first ex-boyfriend, like poor little Ellen, just heartbroken. And yeah, it was just kind of a relationship that I guess it wasn't the best, but I was so naive and so young that I was like, no, this is great. Like, he's so nice. It's wonderful. And kind of looking back at that and that kind of yearning that I had, I was like, oh, you know, that was unnecessary. But I like recorded that when I was like 16.
Oh my God,
with,
wow.
My good friend Kieran. Like in my kitchen, or like in my living room. Like I remember being under like a doona and kind of recording it down there. And like, so that was obviously a lovely time recording. And then same with Tomb of the Princes, you know, written about this friend and this terrible relationship and kind of not being able to talk to her or call out to her about it. But then, you know, creating the music video for it. I don't know if you've seen it, but yeah, it's just all my friends and just having picnics and pasta nights and, you know, that kind of thing. And it was just, you know, didn't want it to have to be this like visual of this terror, or I don't know, of this sadness, you know, being like, look how far we've come since that time. And yeah, I just creating both of them was such a wonderful experience. And like with Aiden as well, like working with him was incredible. And Ryan that produced it. Yeah, just both phenomenal guys, phenomenal musicians. So it was a very, very lovely time.
Well, obviously, leading on from what you mentioned, this single was a collaboration with Aiden and produced by Ryan Miller. So could you go into a bit more detail about what was it like working with them on this song? Like the process behind it, collabing with them, how was it?
It was just so kind of easy. Like there was no, like we kind of got in, signed to Scenic Drive. So I just came to the studio and there's Aiden. I was like, oh, how you doing? Like he's such a lovely kind of mellow guy. And yeah, I just had like that. I was reading that book at the time, brought it out, and they were both like, oh yeah, okay, that's pretty cool. And like Ryan got down on piano and did some of that magic that you hear there. But they're both just so open and so easy to work with. It was a delight. Like Ryan, so knowledgeable, and there's so much to bring to the table. And same with Aiden, like his harmonies, guitar playing, even just his energy made it so easy to create with. It's rare, so it's magic when it does happen.
You also released a music video for your single, which you worked with Kelly McRae to create. So what was the inspiration / thought process behind the video? What was it like filming the video itself?
Oh, it was super fun. I love like knickknacks and little trinkets and all those kind of things. So I spent a horrific amount of money at Vinnie's. I was like vases, candlesticks, little statues, like teapots, you know.
I love that.
There was like a line of people behind me and these poor like old ladies are just like wrapping each of them in newspaper. It's terrible. Yeah, I was so much fun getting it all together. And then, yeah, as I said, I just wanted it to kind of be a reflection of how far myself and my friends have come since, you know, a lot of these these relationships and just kind of how uplifting, you know, your buddies can be, and just wanted it to be very pleasant. And so it was the best time. Just, you know, call my friends, like, I had pasta night. Everyone wear a nice, like, long dress, and, you know, we light lots of candles and just kind of set it all up. And we went down to, I live in the Shire, and in Cronulla there's a place, Fisheries. It's just beautiful. So, like, you go, you can see all of, like, Bundina, and there's these stairs leading down. Like, we've spent so many days and nights there. So I wanted to get there and get such beautiful afternoon sun. So, yeah, just setting up a little picnic, and my friends, Ellen and Ruby, they made, like, a little cake, and it was just lovely. It was just such a pleasant time all around.
I remember when I was watching the video and I was like, this looks like a live-action Pinterest board. I mean that in the best way possible.
Literally. Yeah. Well, Kelly that filmed it, she's like, the Pinterest girlies are going to be losing their minds right now.
100%. Moving on, you have a really distinct and beautiful, amazing voice. So I understand you have had previous songs before this single, which we'll get into a bit more further in. But how did you find or develop your sound? Are there any particular artists or genres that you directly draw inspiration from?
Like, writing-wise, I suppose probably Bob Dylan, Julia Jacklin has, like, a very simple kind of chord structures. Like, most of my songs are at best, like, 4 or 5 chords. But, yeah, super simple chord structures. And then, you know, don't really need to mess around too much. And then I love to, I don't know, I love poetry and love writing. And so kind of adding a lot more through that, or, like, creating a lot more through your lyrics, I think can be very powerful. And it's just storytelling. It's, you know, can be, you can tell anything. But it's kind of, I don't know, like, what I love about Julia Jacklin, like, she kind of says things without saying it, you know what I mean? Like, it kind of hints at it. But yeah, I love Cat Power. But I don't know, there's so many. As far as my voice goes, I mean, I only have one vocal cord that I got hit in the throat a few years ago. So I paralyzed one of my vocal cords.
Oh my.
And so that's where the husk comes from. But, yeah, I've always kind of had a bit of a husky voice. I had so many vocal problems. But yeah, I suppose that's it.
Well, your voice sounds beautiful regardless of vocal problems.
Thank you so much.
You also released Who Says, which was one of your original home-recorded Unearthed tracks. Would you like to talk more about the meaning behind this particular song, or, like, what it means to you?
Yeah. It was kind of something that I was with at the time. We went on a break, which is just the silliest. It's dumb. You know, just break up. But we were, you know, still talking and all that kind of jazz. I suppose it was me. It's been like, you know, it's kind of like, oh, we just need to wait for a better time. It's that and the other. I was like, who says that there will be a better time? Like, why not now? Why not, you know, right here, right now? Yeah. This was just kind of, it was heartbreaking. I just had to get it out. But it's so funny listening to that song now. It was, I don't know, it was like 4 years ago, which is crazy. But yeah, my dear friend Kieran Griffiths recorded that. I don't know if it's changed much since that, like, unearthed uploading. So it's pretty much still the same. One of the first songs I wrote, just wild. But yeah,
when you're listening, like you mentioned, it's a bit weird or different maybe when you listen back. Is there kind of like an element of cringe, I guess, because obviously this very deep teenage heartbreak?
Oh my god, like, truly, even like there's a line, I say friends in it, I don't know what it is, but like, being friends and all that bad, I'm just like, shut up. Every time I hear it, I love what my friend Kieran did with it. He killed it. And obviously, you know, if I hadn't created that, I wouldn't have gone on to create more. But I listen to it now. I'm like, oh, Ellen, get a grip. Get it together.
And you originally uploaded this while you were doing your HSC, if I'm correct, to Triple J on Earth.
Yeah. I think I had a gig, not like first gig, not long after that. So yeah, I don't know if I was doing my HSC, but I was in year 12. I was getting ready for it.
Alongside the other songs you released, landed in the top 20 at the time, which is absolutely amazing for someone who's doing the HSC. So would you say, like, even from young you kind of knew that you wanted to pursue music as not only your passion but just as a career?
I don't know. I mean, I like started playing saxophone when I was younger, picked that up in like year two or three, I think. And I guess it's kind of one of those things where you kind of love it and it just kind of comes quite easily. And it's like you never kind of consider it. I never considered it as an option, I guess. But like we've always had, my dad's a phenomenal musician, guitarist, singer, songwriter. He's in a band, Shake and Bake. Check him out. Got me a bomb.
Love a little plug.
Yeah, a little plug. But yeah, so there's always been like guitars and cajons and all different kind of instruments throughout the house. And, you know, if you come home and someone else is there, there's always going to be music playing. So yeah, I've always kind of been surrounded by it, always loved it. But yeah, I've never considered, oh, I can actually do this. I can actually, you know, run with this. But yeah, I stopped saxophone, picked up guitar, and then, you know, I was singing covers and jazz. And then, I don't know, just got a lot of thoughts in my noggin. So it's like, let's do something with this. Let's get these out. So yeah, it was just kind of a natural progression, I guess. And people were like, oh, that's all right. Like, that sounds pretty good. I was sick. I just kind of went with it.
So how does it feel now that you're actually, I mean, releasing new music and probably in future releasing more? How does it feel, yeah, like surreal? Can you believe yourself that you're at this point? Like, what's the feeling?
It is, I don't know, it is just bizarre. Like, it's something that I feel like I've talked about for so long. And even, you know, like all my friends and like family friends and like I work in cafes, like customers will be like, oh, like how's your music going? Like this, that. Like, yeah, I'm working on stuff. I'm getting there now. To actually be like, yeah, I have this song out. Like you can listen to it and you can watch it and all that kind of stuff is very, it's kind of a relief and like just gets me so excited to want to do more and create more. But yeah, it's surreal. I'm very lucky. It's bizarre. I love it.
Good. You'll be performing at Woombara Bolo on December 3rd, opening for Caravana Sun. Can we expect to see you perform at any other events in the near future, or maybe expect to hear some new music?
yes. So it's Caravana Sun. As you said, I think we're playing at 4. That'll be really fun. Very excited. Then on the 11th of December in Cronulla, they have the Walk the Walls Festival. So they're doing all the murals. Me and my band are going to be playing at 1 p.m. So be there. Don't be square. And I think there's another one on the 16th somewhere. I'm not sure where yet, though.
To be announced.
Top secret location, actually. Yeah. But yeah, and I'm currently in the studio now, just whipping up some stuff. So hopefully getting that out at some point.
I'm very excited to hear what you've got coming in the future. Well, Ellen, thank you so much for your time today. To hear more from Ellen, check out her Instagram at Ellen_Soff and her Spotify at Ellen Soff.
Thank you so much, Irene. You're incredible.
Thank you.